はい、ロケーションウィークリージャパン、今日はですねピンマイクロ株式会社のティビーさんに来てもらってます。ティビーさん、よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
はい、ティビーさん、ちゃんと日本語喋れますね。
いや、大体頑張ってみますできると思うんですけれども、日本はちょっと長いので、うん、話すことは大丈夫です。
はい、ピンマイクロ株式会社さんは日本の会社なんですよね。
そうですよ。でも私と副社長みんなはインド人なので、多分日本の会社と何回も言わないというか難しくなります。日本の会社です。日本で、はい、2015年に立ち上げた会社です。
じゃあもう8年目ですかね。
やっぱ今8年目です。
はい、じゃあそしたらせっかくなんで、そのピンマイクロの会社紹介とプロダクト紹介みたいなものをしてもらえればと思いますけど、多分英語でやってもらった方が伝わりやすいかなと思うので、 Please explain the about ピンマイクロ itself and the product
So we started, myself, my two other friends, we started PinMicro in 2015. Initially, we tried to address location-based offerings like time sales in Japan. If you go to any supermarket, you can see from 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, there will be time sales board will be there. So we thought maybe we can capitalize that market by digitalizing and delivering through coupons. That was the first concept.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then we came to know that going to a B2C market, especially in 2015, it was too early because we were using the technology Bluetooth, and everyone that time was thinking about Bluetooth is a battery eater. So we couldn't go to the consumers. Whenever we talk, we are using Bluetooth. Oh, Bluetooth is bad, or Bluetooth is consumes a lot of energy. So that was the biggest concern. And so we thought like, okay, the technology which we built was really good. We could like even analyze by analyzing the spending time, etc. That time, Apple's SDK was just giving entry and exit. But we customized little more, saying that someone enter into the shop, he spent 10 more minutes, then only do the action, etc. So...Because the B2C didn't go, we approached another customer space, B2B. And fortunately, we got the first customer in event space. That time, no one was analyzing inside events, how the visitor is behaving, what the visitor is looking for, etc. So we could grab the first customer in after first month itself. It was one of the biggest job fair company in Japan. So before we come to picture, everything was paper.Like the job seekers, they will come with a paper resume, or they will print out the paper resume. They will go to each company booth and hand over the resumes. And at the end of the event, these companies will take a lot of paper resumes back to their office. Then the HR will filter everything. So everything was a manual job. And event organizer, they have no visibility about how many people attended or where the resumes are going on, what is each visitor's interest, etc. So we could convince the customer that, okay, from a facilitator, you can change into a big data analytics company. So you should be able to know what this person is looking for. Maybe he is submitting the resume to location interested companies.So this person is looking for something related with RTLS, or this person is submitting the resume only in financial companies. So he is looking for something in fintech, or some person is simply like kind of window shopping. He's submitting resume everywhere. So we don't need to like maybe not invest on that person, etc. So this was a good game changer in that industry. So we could till 2020, before the corona struck, we could grow with that industry with a different kind of event players.So that was one of the product sector, and we call it as Event Plus. Still, after the corona, I mean, in the new normal, we could get the existing customers back, and we started to do the events again in that space.
That's good to know. Events are back.
Yeah, events are really back, and people are understanding the value of location and event-based analysis right now. So that's one big point.
Yes.
And even though event seems to be a kind of one-time industry, like maybe when once done, it's not a subscription kind of model. So we want to change the business model and focus on more digitalization areas, something like factories, hospitals, and smart offices. So we started that work from 2017 onwards with our reselling partners, Topan and other companies. And that time the product name was called Assist Plus.That time, why we started with the name Assist Plus was we thought by knowing the location, we could assist the business.
Right.
It may be an old age home, so we could assist the person, or it may be a hospital, so we could assist the hospital staff. That was the concept. And right by September of this month, we will be renaming that into Decents, because when we put the name Assist Plus, everyone started to think it's a kind of a Rojo home or it's kind of a old age home kind of a business. So we thought a better branding is important. So we are just renaming that into Decents.
Okay. So Assist Plus gives the kind of impression that it's only for the, you know, old home.
Yes.
Somebody who needs assistance.
Exactly.
But, so you change the name. You are going to change the name of the product to what again?
Decents, the data sense.
Okay. Hey, you want to show the logo?
The other side.
Yeah, yeah.
The logo.
That's the, yeah, yeah. Okay. Decents.
And maybe it looks like something like Meta, but it's not exactly like Meta.
Okay.
The logo defines a concept that the data is continuously flowing. So it's a dynamical data is our concept.
Okay, so data sense is a Decents. Okay, so tell me about the Decents. What you are, you know, going to offer with this service to the who, and also the who will be the possible customers for you?
Yeah, basically, the data sense right now built with the three stacks. The entire hardware, we have our own hardware stack. More than that, we created a partnership agreement with the different service providers. For example, Cisco is one of the, because once Cisco is deployed anywhere, Decents can be used there. Or many like Aruba, some similar kind of mobile partners, mobile Wi-Fi routers. So that capacity can be captured. Next one is we created a hardware section starting with the different technologies, starting from Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Bluetooth AOA. That's a new technology by to get the precise location. And ultra wide band. So this hardware is the one sector, and this hardware data can be easily converted into location data by using a location engine platform. And this location data can be delivered to any end user or any customer they want to capitalize the location data. So we redesigned the platform in a way the customer can define what is the use case. So he can create his own custom dashboards. So if, for example, if it is a hospital, the doctor or the head of the hospital can define what he want to see. Maybe he want to see the OP, operation, the outpatient department in real time to know the crowd, or he want to see the MRI room to know the utilization, or he want to know how the hospital rooms are clean based on the time spent by the janitor. So this kind of dashboard can be customized based on each visit or each visitor's experience and business experience. That was the biggest change. So even though it helped us to explore into many different business sector, right now we are simply focusing on three areas. One is smart offices. So smart office features basically come with the office room utilization and automatic attendance and automatic collaboration analysis and office equipment utilization. These things can be automated and it can get without any, with zero coding, you can get all this data in your dashboard. That's one thing for the office use cases. Second, of course, locating your coworker is the key of the smart office or any RTLS system. And second one is coming with the healthcare. So healthcare is basically, in Japan, we haven't penetrated to the market much, but in other countries like in India or Middle East, etc., most of the use cases which we are getting is the hospital digital twinning. So what we created in the Decents using this one is like, we will be able to know where the doctor right now, how much time the doctor is spending with each patient, how much the utilization of an equipment. Even with the help of external APIs, we can see each equipment's parameters. For example, this MRI machine is used 10% only, or this is the this MRI machine is powered right now, only 3 hours is it is used, etc. So it will give a complete digital view of what is happening inside the hospital. From there, they can easily track the asset, they can plan the utilization, they can onboard more customers, I mean, more patients. So right now, outside Japan, most of the projects are happening in healthcare sector.
Okay, and you said three, one more.
And the final one is Industry 4.0. That is happening too much in Japan right now. That may be because we are the only company who's offering ultra-wideband-based precise location. So we have that advantage. So even in Japan, in outside Japan also, many factories and warehouses, they want to track while man and machine working together, the exact location of machines to avoid collisions, for safeties, for efficiency, etc. So I cannot name the customers right now, but in Japan's big manufacturers are trying our product, especially most of them are in POC mode. And that is providing giving a good accuracy to them compared to the previous technology which they are using. So the distance brings all the technical stacks which can be used for RTLS, starting from Wi-Fi and Bluetooth AOA, ultra wideband, and even AI based camera too. So that will provide a complete stack saying when, what, who, how long, that kind of information will say. For example, TB is doing this work for 20 minutes at this spot. So this complete information is there that helps us to create a perfect digital twinning of physical space.
Okay, so you know, you provide the complete solution, right? From hardware like UWB, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, whatever that might be, and also you'll be able to work with some solutions like Cisco.
Yes.
And any Wi-Fi platforms and all that. So, but it all goes up to the connected to the cloud of DSense, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what if I do have a dashboard of my own for my company?
Yes.
And but want to, you know, work with solutions that you provide, but, you know, I maybe don't want to use the your cloud. Can it still be done?
Yes, it is possible. And one thing is like we can pump the data. We can put the data, location data, directly to your cloud or maybe any third-party cloud to an MQTT. Mm. But only one thing which we request them to like the device management, because our device management module has the ability to track if the device is going down or the battery is going down or any malfunctioning the device, we can know in real time.
Right.
So the device management, we want to keep it in our platform.
Of course, nobody wants to do that anyway. So.
The data can be pumped from MQTT, so they can create their own dashboards. They can do their own business analysis.
Mm.
Yes, and we are supporting such customers too. Similarly, we are getting the data back from some other players. So for example, Kyocera is one of our partners. So when we are using the Kyocera hardware, the data we are collecting from Kyocera cloud through MQTT and integrating with our solution.
Okay, that's nice to know. So the last question, what is the your significance against any other solutions? I mean, what's your uniqueness compared to whatever the solution out there?
Actually, that's this is one of the questions we used to face. Mm. One thing which we can offer is like, because the entire stack is ours, we can provide cost-effective, accurate solution. So because all our data transportation is efficiently optimized, because hardware is our, the cloud is our, and based on use cases, say, suppose in a same hospital, they want to know doctor in which room, but some others want to know precise location and equipment. So we can combine both, because all the hardware and all the platform is coming from the same company.
Mm.
So I think that's a unique feature of Pin Micro comparing with any other competitors right now.
Okay. Right. Thank you for your time. And by the way, you do have the Japanese staff who, you know, if I want to work, rephrase that in Japanese. もし日本の我々お客さんがピンマイクロと話してみたいよって言った時に英語じゃなくて日本語で大丈夫ですかね？
もちろん日本の営業の担当も日本語です。サポートも日本人なので日本語で全然問題ないでサポートできます、
はい、
今もピンマイクロの9割ぐらいの仕事は全部日本からなので日本語なければ難しいですよね、もちろん日本語でできます、
ね、はい、はい、わかりました。はい、じゃあ今日はですね、
Thank you, Kawashima.
はい。
Thank you, Kawashima-san, for setting up a very beautiful platform like LBMA. And I do remember when the LBMA started, like Pin Micro was one of the founding companies in that
group.
Yes,
you were. Yeah.
And from like around I think 14 people to right now it reached above 50. It's something great.
It's 66 now.
Yeah, we can see a big logos there. So I feel like the collaboration inside the LBMA can help each other to go to the next level. Thank you very much for your efforts.
Yeah, let's do that, more collaborations with everybody else there.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.